when we heard those people there talking in Manchester, it was interesting that one of them said, well, you know, if you go to a shop, then you get the same instant gratification already because you can pick it up and put it in a bag and carry it off home with you.
That's very correct. And actually, it's quite funny, the comment, unless you need an organ, we really don't need things as fast as the same day, or we just go into the shop. And that idea of instant gratification, it's unfortunately something that's growing, and it's simply because the technology that it's sort of invading our life almost is making us sort of process things faster. So actually, when you look at some of our cognitive processes, they're becoming faster and faster for the last few years, and therefore also our ability to wait for something is shortening. But what's interesting is that we value the things that we buy less, therefore.
Mm. Shane, what do we lose, do you think, by problems was that people still went to the shops, they still picked everything up and had a look and spoke to the assistant and got some advice, and then they went home and ordered it possibly cheaper online?
Absolutely. And I think that there is a place for home delivery. No one is disputing that actually, most of us work, and it can be pretty difficult, to know when something's coming in. So no one, I think, is saying that actually time delivery slots in itself is a bad thing. It is quite different to say that, that should be order in the morning and be there the very same day, or to have it in an hour's time or 2 hours' time. I think that's quite different. I mean, I think most of us would go and buy our furniture or something else and perhaps not expect to bring that home in our car and expect that to be delivered.
Yeah.
But that, as I say, it's completely different and doesn't take away that sense of actually going out, having a wider, more enriching experience, which I think actually makes life really exciting.
Mm. Andrew, we've talked about delivery before. I mean, certainly at this time, or a little bit nearer to Christmas, the last couple of years, you tend to get a flurry of people as Christmas gets closer and closer saying, I've ordered something, it hasn't arrived, there seem to be problems. So some people might think that maybe the industry is getting a little bit too ambitious now.
I don't think the industry is getting too ambitious. I think that customers' expectations change ahead of what services can be delivered. If we see something, we want it. We think that we can get it all the time, whenever we want. But what the real thing is this, the real thing about the Argos service is not just about speed. Interestingly, the gentleman on there was talking about making it more convenient, making it cheaper. It's more about choice and the ability to specify when you get it. Same day's part of it, but the Argos service does actually allow you to specify a delivery slot 21 days in advance.
I see. So what you haven't got then is that thing where it's going to come sometime on Tuesday, maybe between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. And if you're lucky, they might ring you half an hour beforehand, that kind of thing.
That's pretty well it. More important for customers nowadays is knowing when it's going to come. You don't necessarily need it next day, but you'd like to know when next day is.
Yeah, lots of people texting and emailing us with observations. Just on that thought, though, I do get depressed when I get home and find three cards behind my door saying we miss you today, we might be back tomorrow. The stress of trying to get these things actually in your house. Why don't people just leave them in bins like they used to in the old days?
Oh, no, that's a bad thing.
Why is
that
a bad
thing?
Left
in bins. Well, what happens if it's bin day?
Oh, but unless you take your bin out to the road, you'd be all right.
So many well times that's happened.
Has it?
Yeah.
Listen, lots of people texting, as I said. Sean makes a point. He says, 1 hour delivery, perfect for blokes who never remember birthdays and anniversaries. That's a good point. Another one here. I shall remain anonymous for obvious reasons. I deliver online shopping and I have to drive like a maniac. Otherwise, I'm disciplined for being late. And a similar comment here from Graham in Glasgow. He's emailed us. He says, here's a slightly different perspective. I work in the distribution industry and next day delivery puts huge pressure on my colleagues and I. Mm. The company I work for offers orders up to 5:30 for delivery next day. Transport, they need approximately an hour to fit these orders into the delivery plan before it's presented to us in the warehouse to pick the orders. That leaves us 12 hours to pick and load circa 90 vehicles to deliver across the whole of Scotland. Coupled with this and that, our business model holds some stock at our main distribution centre in Grantham. Anyway, but the upshot is, by the time my colleagues there have picked the stock and it's transported up to Glasgow, we've only got 5 hours to get the stock broken down and repicked. It's a very, very, very busy night just to ensure customers get their orders on time.
Yeah, what about that, Andrew? Is there still the capacity in the system to make things faster and faster?
Generally speaking, there's the capacity for most of the year. But as you rightly said, Anna, come Christmas, and I think we spoke about this last year, it gets tight. The UK is going to move 1 billion orders in 2015. We're going to have the first billion order year. And 25% of that is going to come in the last 8 weeks. A high proportion of that is going to come over a two-week period, which we now call Black Friday. Mm. Now, you can have the capacity for the whole year, but I was speaking to the CEO of one of the major carriers earlier this week, and they only use their capacity full out 100% for 6 days a year.
Really?
So, yep. So it's like, if you can imagine, having an extra lane on the motorway, but yeah, you can only use it at Christmas.
Is that cost effective then?
Of course it's not. It's right. it's inefficient. And
but you do it so it doesn't drive people away.
Yeah. And in an ideal world, what we'd all like to do, but of course we can't get it because we're all consumers and we all want what we want, but we'd all dispatch, or we'd all order in a very ordered fashion. So we're moving a nice even flow of goods through the country at any one time.
Yeah.
Good luck
with that.
But that doesn't happen.
No.
Yeah, well, exactly.
No, it's interesting, isn't it? Yeah. Kate, I think you might like this text from Mark. The psychology behind this, it says, my sister-in-law paid £7.50 for next day delivery for a £10 panettone. it does seem, doesn't it, that all sensibility just goes out of the window.
It does, definitely. We have to remember that actually online shopping started as a convenience, and that's what it still is. Unfortunately, in certain cases, it turns into addiction, but that's another topic. However, that convenience is not being delivered in a physical shopping environment. So even though we have a better experience and actually can connect to brand better and actually choose slightly different things and maybe make a little bit more impulsive purchases in the actual physical environment, we don't necessarily do that online. However, we definitely have more of a convenience of getting the heavier or uncomfortable shopping back home. Whereas there is already some services that are allowing you to deliver shopping that you just made, I don't know, just before going for drinks with your girlfriend. But it's not main spread. If the physical retailers would bridge that gap between an online convenience and the physical experience, then it would not happen so much. And then probably all the distribution wouldn't have to be so stretched.
Okay, stay there, guys. Let's get the view on the situation in America now, as ever. They're the market leaders in most things, aren't they? Doug Stevens is the founder of the Canadian consultancy Retail Profit, and he looks at